in drunkenness. But as I was sealing the tablet with wax, Father rose from below deck. He was dressed in his elegant purple robe and carried his reed flutes. He plays these pipes when drunk. Thus people mock him with his nickname Auletes, which means the flute player. For a king, this is not wise. Daughter, he greeted me, smiling, but that was all he said before climbing overboard, down to the lifeboat tied up alongside us. His guards rowed him ashore where a party awaited. Royal pennants flew above the banqueting table. Torches were planted in the sand like many candles. I rubbed out my words and slipped the tablet back into my writing chest. How can a princess give an order if her father, the king, has no intention of obeying? The next morning. It is nearly dawn. Neva and I stayed on deck all night, wrapped in blankets, for I wanted to watch the stars. The freedom to be out in the open without fear gave me such gladness of the heart I could not sleep. She and I talked long into the night. I forget how many times we turned the hourglass. I imagined this is the way common sisters